The New York Commission charged with counting all state residents in the 2020 census has been plagued with delays, vacant positions, and a budget half of what was requested by state lawmakers. WSHU's Charles Lane reports the commission will hold a public hearing in Hauppauge today at 3 p.m. to help plan how to spend what it has.
The federal government spends some $900 billion a year based on census data. And if certain groups aren't counted, they effectively don't exist. And with this census, there are new challenges. Perceived hostility towards minorities and immigrants, underfunding at the federal level, and the fact that this decade's count will be done online.
We have a huge mountain to climb. It was Mount McKinley, and now it's looking like Mount Everest.
Esmeralda Simmons is executive director of the Center for Law and Justice. She's one of the commissioners working on a campaign to convince people to fill out the census, particularly those mistrustful or disengaged from government. She says they need trusted messengers to convince people it's okay to fill out the form.
Local agencies, churches, human service agencies, advocacy agencies, to have those people get armed with some finances so that they can start putting a real campaign together.
Simmons says almost a million New Yorkers weren't counted in 2010. She said the commission is already 3 months behind schedule and needs to hurry up and decide how to spend its budget in a way that will convince hard-to-count New Yorkers to answer the census.
So I'm concerned about that. At this point, none of the commissioners have even had so much as an outline to look at.
Simmons and other community outreach groups say the state should have spent $40 million to make sure all New Yorkers are counted. Governor Andrew Cuomo gave the commission $20 million. The commissioners he appointed circulated a memo criticizing the higher estimate. One of those appointees is Jim Malatras of the Rockefeller Institute of Government. He co-chairs the commission. Malatras dismisses the higher request because of its per-person cost.
No state has anywhere near $75 or $25 per person.
Instead, Malatras says $2 per person is more reasonable, though it does mean relying on partnerships with private philanthropic groups, unions, local governments, and state agencies, all of whom would chip in their own money.
We have ways of filling those jobs with our SUNY and CUNY system.
He stressed that funding at a lower per person cost does not mean there will be less outreach. But others aren't so sure. David Desigard-Kallick calculated the $40 million figure. He's deputy director of the Fiscal Policy Institute. He says with spending $2 per person, each person would get about 8 minutes of outreach.
But some people are going to need more than that. Some people need to have a little bit of individual help to understand what the forms are, to feel convinced that the census is a safe thing to answer.
Terry Ann Lowenthal agrees that the money is important. She's a consultant to states and nonprofits on census matters. But she says when the money goes out is just as important.
New York is moving along, but needs to ramp up its efforts to ensure that there will be money in the pipeline and out the door very soon.
Lowenthal says some states already have grant programs in place to start spending money. It's unclear if New York will have its plan done by the end of the month or next month. The last public hearing is scheduled for May 6th. Charles Lane, WSHU News.